Abandoned Clare, an exhibition by Deirdre O'Mahony, curated by Gregory McCartney. Now I'm looking at an exhibition and I'm going to read you from the text that has accompanied the exhibition. The photographs, and I think there are over 40 of them, are an exploration of the economic and social changes that have taken place in the country in the past few years. The country is Ireland, by the way. Abandoned Clare is implicitly interested in human culture, what we do, where we have been, what we have left behind. At Limerick City Gallery of Art, a selection of 48 of the images are exhibited from the 60 that form the collection. These abandoned buildings are a window into individual, family and community, social histories of Clare. They tell the tales of the past through the architecture and objects left behind. Memories are inscribed on the walls and in the discarded objects. Silent rooms and dust-covered furniture recall moments when these places were occupied. And now there's a quotation by Kizzy and Hazel Gilchrist, whose former home is one of those documented in the exhibition Abandoned Clare. And this is what they have to say about their house. This house might well be seen as empty. Left it is, but abandoned it is not. Far from it, it's then, it's way back when, packed up as troubles, shut up and closed off, remains as a rest to be seen, to be called, or to call to mind, to mine and to ours, as if it hadn't always been. Silenced and stilled, it is filled, and always was, with those we were and want for. Neither here nor there, not with us or against us, apart and apart from us, as a reminder and remainder, it stays. There, in its once, was a one-time girl still graces its places. Displaced, she would not dwell on it, but in it she dwells, and to it, a place her heart has more than room for, she returns. Recalled by contentment, she's back. From its then to a here and to now, she comes and becomes. To memories made present she goes, to early lights of sunlight and adventures, lapped by and layered with late nights where familiarity sat on her back as eyes front, she faced a kingdom become the night sky, become hers once again as once it was and is time and again. Once upon a time, this house stood empty. But over time, and a time that was of our lives, we know its secrets, as it knew us and ours. It recognized us, and in it we found ourselves, still find ourselves, at home. Once found, we cannot and may not renounce it or relinquish them. Those selves that were told by and tell of its times, that in form and were free-formed, abandoned within the security of its sun-warmed walls. This house was never left. It is inhabited still. Wow. Now that is what I call poetry. So that's it. That's the piece of paper that I picked up as I walked around the exhibition. All photographs taken by my sister, Deirdre O'Mahony, and curated by Gregory McCartney. I hope you like it.